Case number 10636, Martin Fisher, west of Road 348, west of Grand Pavilion Circle, being lot 20 within the preserve at Irons Landing, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement.
Name and address, please.
Martin J. Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, 1514 Cedarwood Drive, Bel Air, Maryland, 21014.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My wife and I own a house in Preserves Landing off Irons Lane. We've owned it. We were one of the first houses that they built. Then they auctioned, the developer ran into trouble financially. He auctioned off some lots. He auctioned off the lot next to me. A new developer has the lots. The problem is when they built my house and they poured the driveway, the driveway encroaches on my neighbor's property. I was told by the new developer that it's personal between the two homeowners. So I went to Glenn Cave, who's building a house on that lot. Glenn and I were agreed to just trade property. So I would pick up that 5.51 feet and he would pick up 5.15 feet, and then we'd trade 200 and some odd feet. The problem is, and the reason we're here for the variance is, we miss slightly the front footage setback, the entire property width.
Right? Correct. You have to be 60 feet.
Okay. It needs to be 122. It needs to be 122?
60 foot per lot.
60 foot lot width.
Okay.
So you lost that when you moved the line. You lost that when you moved the line.
Glenn will lose that when we move the line. Yes. My lot is 19. Glenn Cave is 20.
You're getting property along the cul-de-sac, but giving up in the back.
Basically. Correct. Correct.
The lots are staying basically the same.
Identical square footage, yes.
And that's just to correct the basically the driveway.
So you're here for Mr. Cave's lot?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Thank you. Okay, are there any, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
One? My wife's standing.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Okay. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that this case demonstrates perfect example of a case meeting the standards for granting a variance. It's certainly unique if you look at the survey because of the lot shape. Necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously not created by the applicant, but his builder. I don't see where to alter the essential character of the neighborhood and minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion. We approve case number 10,636.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,636. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.